Who the fuck just did that? You.
I'm gonna choke you.
It makes him almost puke. You got it yet?
That was him.
What the fuck are you doing? Oh, Jesus Christ.
You can't show that on YouTube.
Do the intro. And disgusting. Oh, that was fucking perfect.
That's what I'm going to do periodically. I'm just going to randomly hit a button.
No, because some of those are like, Jesus, dude.
Well, one was something about Jesus, and I heard it earlier.
Welcome back for episode 5 of Same Roots, Different Routes. To my right over here, we got Cody, and on my left is the usual Aaron.
What's up?
You really picked that up.
I wasn't expecting it to be like that. I thought you were going to, like, introduce Cody say something, introduce me, and then go into it.
Well, you said, do we need to say anything? And I said, no. So he listened to directions, and you're an idiot.
Do it again. Hold on, let me think about what the fuck I'm going to start with.
This podcast. I thought he had it. You want to do it or you want me to do it? I got it figured out. You want me?
That is not how that conversation went.
This podcast is just going to be the intro only. Yeah, for real. Welcome to... Okay, see ya.
The whole thing is just us trying to get through the intro. Fucking an hour of us just... Welcome to episode 5... too loud, fuck. Welcome to... Nope, not enough
energy. You said you fucking had it!
I'm gonna kill you. I don't know. Do you think that'll show up, right?
Yeah, it'll record it.
What one can I reach?
Probably a Jesus one. Yes! That one's not funny. You hit cool. The same one, dipshit.
No, I didn't.
The yes, you did. Is not afraid of your chicken pot pie. God did.
Okay.
Okay.
It gives you time to get prepared.
I'm still not prepared on what the fuck we're going to talk about.
Welcome back to Same Roots, Different Routes for episode 5. You know who I am. I'm Joe. I got Cody. And I got Aaron.
Alrighty, there's one thing we got to talk about right away. So this week... Right, I'm scrolling through Facebook at nighttime. That's what I like to do at night before I go to bed. I'm laying in bed and I'm scrolling through it. And I'm scrolling through like TikTok reels, or not TikTok reels, Facebook reels. And you know what I fucking was like? You know what? I haven't seen them fucking things in forever. And if you guys have never seen these, you're missing out. You ever seen the videos of the fucking Indian guys digging holes in the dirt and they turn them to like fucking mansions and pools and shit?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dude, I haven't seen one of those in like a year and a half.
I'm pretty sure that's because everyone started to figure out that that's fucking fake.
How is it fake?
They use fucking tool. They show the small parts with the shoveling some out, and then they dig the rest of the hole with a fucking backhoe.
They don't even have fucking shoes on. How do they have a backhoe?
Well, how do they have a frame? Camera? How do they have a camera?
Okay, that's a valid point.
Fuck exactly. And then maybe the first couple were or maybe more than a couple, but a first handful of them, whatever, to make enough money to then buy better tools and make it better and faster.
I don't know. They look pretty food deprived.
And the reason why they didn't have shoes on is because that's part of how they dig it, too.
What?
They use their toes.
They just use their toes? They just fuck.
Get down on all fours, use your fingers and their toes, and they dig it out.
That's what I'm talking about. The fucking video. He's saying they got backhoes.
Yeah, off camera. They go, all right, film me fucking using the shovel. Pause. Bring in the backhoe.
If they
can't, edit that in. Look, I just shoveled all that in a week.
They can't afford shoes. They can't afford a backhoe.
That's what I'm saying. And then you said,
exactly. You can't
afford. I don't have shoes. Guess I can't afford them.
Correct.
You can't take your shoes off for a video. No.
Correct.
I'm telling you, it's got to be real. There's too many of them for it to not be.
My feet are cold now.
Good. That's what you get for trying to make a point.
Yeah.
Did you say that because there's too many of them?
There's so many videos of them.
Yeah, because that's all that guy does for a job.
That's not true. They're tech support, too.
They're tech support, too. Thank you for calling AT&T.
Well, now we're going to get fired from YouTube.
We have been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty. It's a valid point. Every time I get a phone call from some telemarketer, that's what they sound like. Okay, I mean, I'm gonna
just be a little, because that's listen, true doesn't mean listen. You're supposed to go doing the accent on a fucking podcast.
Listen, okay, here's the deal. I'm not gonna lie. There's times where when I get phone calls and they sound like that, I instantly hang the phone up. Yeah, because it could literally be my bank. The caller ID could show up as Viridian, and if they sound like that, I give them zero bank information.
Oh, you're so much nicer than I am. I fuck with them the entire time. I will waste their time. The whole time.
I do when I know that they're spam calls, but if I'm calling somewhere to pay for something and that's what they sound like, I will hang up and call back to try and get somebody that doesn't sound like that.
That's just ignorant.
Because I always think that I'm going to get my fucking bank information stolen.
Anytime I get a wrong number text message, now you mentioned that you fuck with them, I like to do that shit. I send it like, I don't remember, one of them was like, they said, oh, how are you, Eileen, or something like that. Thought I was somebody named Eileen. So I sent a gif of... Michael Jackson doing the lean or whatever. And I was like, oh, you know, just doing a bunch of leaning. And then she just didn't even realize that was clearly not who she thought it was. And went, oh, how's your day been?
Oh, that was some Indian, like, telemarketer spam, like they were trying to steal your information.
That's probably true.
Like 2-3 years ago, I got a tax one during tax time saying I owed back taxes and all this.
I've been getting those like for the last few weeks.
And I played into it because I hung up and then they texted me. I'm like, okay, I know this is a scam now because they're not going to text me.
Because when they called you and said, hey, you owe taxes, you're like, I ain't paying that shit.
So they text me and then pretend to be the same, like, IRS person, and then I'm like, I'm done dealing with you. Then I get a text from a different number saying it's the FBI.
It's the FBI.
I said, okay, send me a picture of your badge. So,
standard operating procedure for the FBI.
They send a picture. You could clearly tell they went to Google and went FBI badge.
And then just screenshot it and sent it to you.
Sent it to me, and it is the whitest dude you ever see in your life. And I said, okay, what's your name? And the badge had a name on it, and it was complete not the same name.
You should just look for another one and sent it back and be like, oh, well, I'm actually the FBI. And then you're both just fucking trying to catfish each other as the FBI.
It's so funny when I see, when I get those spam calls from somebody, and they're like, it'll be like a guy, and he's like, hello, my name is Derek. And I'm like, nah, bro, your name is Ezekiel.
Sir, there's one thing I know, and it's that your name isn't Derek.
Yeah. Every time.
Or it's more fun when you get them to break their character and get pissed off.
Oh, dude, that's fucking hilarious. Because you'll just hear them in the background talking to like three other people, and they're like, and you're like, oh, you're mad. Let's keep going. And then you just keep fucking with them. And you, dude, me and Christian.
Like, have they ever like broke to you, though, not like to people behind them? Like, yeah, to you.
That's what I'm talking about. Me and Christian. Because there was once they called me, and I answered, and I was like, I know this is a spam, bye, and I hung up. And they text me, and they're like, this is not a spam. So then I called it back, and I'm like, oh, I thought this was a scam call. At this point, I'm fucking with them. Obviously, I know it is. And they're talking or whatever, and they start asking for, like, credit card information. I just list them off fucking random numbers. Just give them random shit. And at some point, he realized I was just fucking with him. And he hung up, so I called them back, and they answered the phone, and I'm like, hi, I'm trying to give you my credit card information to pay this. You said I owe this. And then that's when the dude just started fucking going off. So then I tried calling him. I hung up, or they hung up on me. I tried calling him back again. No answer. Tried calling him back again. No answer. They text me freaking the fuck out. So then I gave the number to Christian and had Christian call the number. The same guy answered. And Christian's like, hi, I was just on the other line with you on a different phone number and tried to give him the same bullshit card information. The dude was so pissed.
There was one I did, and I don't remember what it's called, but there's a link you can send them. If they click it, you get the IP address where they're at, and it tells you city, country, everything.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Send it to this dude, because I was pretending to be retarded or dumb. I'm like, hey.
pretending to be retarded.
I'm like, hey, can you click this link and tell me like if I'm entering these cards in to pay this correctly? He clicked it, got his link, and it was another IRS one. And I seen he was in like Nigeria or something. I said, when did they outsource the IRS to Nigeria? I thought this was like a U.S. thing. And he's like, And then I listed off the address where his IP address was, and then click, hung up instantly.
It's so funny when they freak out, though, because it's you can't understand a word of what they're saying, and they say it so fast. So fast. Because, like, when he was freaking out with me, he was still speaking English, but it was in their accent. So I was like, I heard, like, words here and there, like, fuck, bitch, motherfucker. One time when I pissed one of them off, they told me to go fuck my mother. Like, this is exactly what they said. Go fuck your mother! And I was, yeah, it was fucking hilarious.
Have you guys heard that fucking, the why you kicked my dog?
Yeah.
I listened to that so long ago, and it just came up, I think it was on a TikTok, and it just fucking brought everything back. And then the Arnold's Pizza Shop, you know what that one is? Mm-hmm. It's a prank call as Arnold Schwarzenegger, and it's like, welcome to Arnold's Pizza Shop. And then, it's long, like the why you kicked my dog one, but at some point he talks about, you will take bullets on your pizza and I will punch it into your head. And yeah, back then there was so much funnier shit back then.
Well, they have that one app that you can download. Mm-hmm. That's what's it called?
Prank call. Something like that. It's like a basic generic.
Yeah, it's like a little green guy or whatever.
And you can send like that why those, you kick my dog to somebody, and robo calls them.
Oh, I think I remember
that. And then it records it records when they answer.
Yeah, I've done that when I was, I don't even remember how old, quite a while ago.
I want to do one of those things where, like, have you seen the TikToks of people where they like call their parents and they play through the phone off of another phone? Receiving a collect call from inmate. And then it says their name or whatever, and saying that they're in jail. And then they talk to him and act like they're in jail. And then at the end, they're just like, I'm just fucking with you.
Have you seen the one where they have two phones and they FaceTime another phone of a fake FaceTime video of Indian guy or something. And then they call their mom, and the mom is just like,
and like, it looks real.
Is that,
it looks real because the dude's like, looking at a camera, like,
I've never seen that.
And then I've seen a few, but the main one that I'm thinking of, she eventually calls and does it again because the mom keeps hanging up, thinking, like, first thought it was the wrong number, and then realized that, like, it was the right number. But then she yelled in the background, like, Mom, help me, while it was showing the guy. And I'm like, that's a little too far.
That'd be fucking hilarious.
There's another
one. Oh, it was funny.
I used to answer scam calls, and I'd always get hung up on. I used to answer them, like, I'd just come up with a random name for a pizzeria. I would say, I don't know, like, welcome to Cody's Pizzeria and Abortion Clinic, where yesterday's loss is today's sauce. How may I help you?
Beep. Oh, man.
How you feeling, Joe?
I'm feeling fine.
You feeling fine?
Yeah. We tried it. Don't push buttons. We're trying some new stuff out. We're on Friday night recording right now.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you, Kenzie is not liking this idea.
Why?
Because I go to work all day, and then I get home, and then we're over here, and then I'm downstairs, and she's just upstairs.
Well, she can help us.
I was going to say, watch what you say. She will fuck you up, bud. You 100% were going to say, well, she can fuck off.
I was definitely not going to say that.
Yeah, bullshit.
You can think what you want.
What were you going to say, Joe?
I was going to say she could come help us set everything up because somebody doesn't know how to fucking do it.
Says the one that, one, showed up late, and two,
up on time, and two, and then had to leave again.
And then, why'd you have to leave again, Joe?
Because you forgot all your shit, so I had to go get mine.
Oh, that's how that works. I forgot all my shit?
Yeah.
At my house?
Yes. You forgot it was downstairs.
Why'd you show him those buttons?
I didn't show him shit.
Actually, you showed me.
I didn't show you. You fucking just hit him.
Last time I was on here, you showed me the buttons.
Oh, did I?
Because you hit the crickets.
Oh. I don't even know which one it is. I think it's top left. Yeah.
That one.
There it goes.
There it goes.
Now your phone's making noise.
Oh, did you figure out that fucking duck song?
What do you mean, did I figure it out?
Like, did you listen to it?
You sent me a link directly to it.
But did you actually listen to it?
I don't know.
Yeah, you fucking piece.
Baby next day.
Yeah, see, he knows what I'm talking about. And Kenzie pulled up the, what is it, Toast song, or I Love Toast or whatever?
Yeah, Toast.
Yeah, she pulled it up and started playing it when we were talking about it. She's like, you've never heard that? I said, no.
No, it's because she's fucking cooler than you.
And I started listening to it, and I was like, they literally just say, yeah, Toast!
I wasn't lying. You said you even heard part of the one of the verses.
I thought I had
heard that. In the morning at 6 a.m.
It sounded familiar. But I think there's...
Have a little jelly, have a little jam.
I think there's another song that has like that same rhythm.
I don't know what you'd be talking about.
I don't know.
Maybe it's a Weird Al song.
Probably.
Probably not.
Probably is.
I think you just don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Shut the fuck up.
Didn't want to look like you didn't know what you're talking about.
Shut the fuck up.
He's like,
shut up.
Yeah, I heard that part. I don't remember any of the I don't remember the chorus. That's literally two words. I'll leave. I'll take my camera and go home. I'll have to walk, but I'll get there.
Oh, man.
We'll hear some real fucking squishy sounds when I shove that mic up your ass.
Jesus Christ. Well, Cody, how was your week?
Pretty good. I don't know if Joe mentioned it last time, but it was confirmed the Falcon is real.
I confirmed it, but we weren't going to talk about it because we don't want to get fired because we don't know if our job wants
cares
people
if we
know.
Tell people that they bought a Falcon?
You were gonna finish the story, weren't
no,
you?
No, I was not. I was just saying that because last time we talked about it, we said we weren't for sure if it was true.
Oh, well,
a lot of rumors go around.
Yeah, maybe they don't want their enemies to know that they have
now,
a Falcon. In case
everybody
they have to go
knows,
to war.
There's more to the story now because you don't know how to shut the
so
hell up.
So make something up. They bought a Falcon because they thought it looked cool.
Yeah,
cool.
That's why they did it.
They were doing animal testing on it. On the Falcon.
That's worse than the actual story.
Yeah, but they can prove that's wrong, so they'll say, no, he's lying.
We're going to have so many comments of like, why'd they buy the Falcon? Why'd they buy the Falcon? No. Tell me why they bought the Falcon.
You got to watch till episode 500 to find out. I'll remember.
Episode 500, you're going to tell them?
Yep.
We'll tell you.
At that point, the Falcon might be dead.
We'll tell you when
we have baby Falcons.
We'll tell you what the real story once we hit 1 million subscribers.
Yeah, there you go. And, or 10,000 Patreons for the Patreon that we don't have. Patrons, I guess.
Don't you have to pay to start a patron or a Patreon?
I wouldn't know.
I'm pretty sure. I think I went to try a new one and you had to pay for it.
I know you have to pay for it to watch people on Patreon.
Yeah.
But I don't know
you also need
to make it.
Stuff to put on there to make it worth the money that they use to watch it there instead of on YouTube for free. And we barely record on time as it is.
But I want to say Patreon's like OnlyFans.
You can get
an account for free, but to watch content on it, you have to pay.
How do you know what OnlyFans is like, Cody?
That's what I was going to ask.
Millions of videos about it.
What do you?
And do you guys understand
the videos on there?
You guys
do
understand that OnlyFans was not meant for what it's used for? That's not why it was created.
I bet it was for only people's fans.
Shut up, Joe.
It was meant literally to be like a Patreon. To where it's not...
For your fans?
To where it's not like...
Fucking everyone answer me.
To where it's not censored content.
It's for your fans?
To where you can listen to non-censored content. But then, since people found that out, they took over OnlyFans for what it's currently used for now.
And what is that,
Cody? What's it currently used for?
I don't know. You guys tell me. You're probably on it more than
you're
I am.
You're the one that just pulled out the dictionary on it and telling us all the information. You've got the history of OnlyFans.
I watch videos and they talk about it.
I bet you do. That's what they're for.
How do you know what they're for, Joe?
I know it's a video hosting website.
A video hosting?
Of what?
He just watches them. I don't know what the hell's on there. Oh. That's what we're waiting for him to tell us.
Yeah?
Yeah, waiting on you. Feet? Is that
no,
what
there's,
it is?
There's cooking content on there.
Is there?
Mm-hmm. What's that one person on TikTok where the guys post videos of them cooking and they sing a song and then the fucking...
Oh, cooking with Kaya?
Yeah, and the girlfriend comes up behind him and just fucking smacks him in the side of the head with a shoe.
Never seen that. I've seen the one where they throw eggs at everything, though. I don't remember what the name of that one
was. Throw eggs at everything.
I don't remember they literally do normal shit, and then they just, at the end, they throw eggs at whatever it is. That was the whole thing, and it was real fucking popular for a little
bit. When he said eggs, I was thinking he was talking about the one where, like parents cooking with the kids or with somebody, cracking the eggs, and they ask for help, and the person comes near them, they crack the egg on their head and dump it in.
That's not as funny as the fake poop.
You know what I'm going to do to JC one of these days when she's older? Have you ever seen that video of the dad's like, all right, if you let me crack these two eggs on your head, and you should do this to Mariah.
I know.
If you let me crack these two eggs on your head, I'll give you this $100 bill right here. And they're like, oh, really? You'll give me a $100 bill if I let you crack the two eggs on my head? And, yeah, I'll give you $100. And they're like, okay, go for it. Just hurry up. And then you grab one egg, you fucking crack it on their head, you grab your $100, and you walk away.
I've seen the same thing, except they did like bottles of water.
Oh.
That's like the, where you put it on the wall, and you try to catch it with their
forehead. Oh, yeah, if you catch it with your forehead, then you can keep it.
Or, like, catch it with your forehead on a credit card. You can buy whatever you want off of it.
Cody got us past that OnlyFans real quick.
hold on.
Why are you bringing back to it?
You must be very interested in it. What videos you're watching on there.
You must be very interested in it. Bring it back.
So we're talking about...
I bet there's videos like that on there.
I thought you didn't know what the videos were about, Joe.
I'm just guessing. I said I bet.
So, we were talking about JC, and this is a horrible fucking subject to switch to after talking about OnlyFans. But we were talking about JC, and it reminded me of something that happened this week. So, a lot of times, I'll, like, get home from work, and I'll go into the bathroom, and it's just me, Kenzie, and JC. JC's one. I just go in there, and I fucking go pee, right? But 9 times out of 10, I'm facing away from the door, because JC will follow me. But I'll be facing away from the door, and JC sometimes will walk into the bathroom, and I told Kenzie, I said, sometimes I'm worried that, like, while I'm peeing... She's just going to, like, reach through and put her hand through the stream.
Dad!
It fucking happened to him. Look at him. He's like, yeah.
Why do you fuckers... You said she's here. Why are you peeing with the bathroom door open while she's walking around?
Because it's literally... It's not like I'm fucking facing the door she just peeing. She came out of
him. It's fine.
What'd you say?
I said she came out of you. It's fine.
That doesn't mean that she has to see a urine stream when she's one.
I will say the reason why I do it now with like the door open is because if I close the door and lock it, I have a minimum one kid coming up just Donkey Konging the fuck out of the door to open it.
Honestly, that's the reason why I do it too. Because if JC's following me and I close the door,
JC's going to kick the door in.
No, if I close the door and go in there, she'll sit at the door and just fucking scream cry.
When your mom's home, I don't believe you.
Swear. If she's following me and I close that door behind me, she will stand at the door screaming.
That's just because you closed the door on her face. Not because she can't get in.
Which is why I don't fucking close the door when I just have to go pee.
What kind of fucking asshole closes the door on their baby's face?
I do.
You're a piece of shit.
Actually, when Fran was young, I accidentally closed her finger on the door jam.
Actually,
and ripped her finger.
Speaking
off.
Of funny things with JC in the bathroom, so I was at work one day and Kenzie was at her parents'. And we were Snapchatting each other or whatever. And
you and JC?
No, me and Kenzie.
Oh.
But we were Snapchatting.
I said funny story about JC, not Kenzie.
Because I'm getting to that fucking part, guy. So.
Let's get to
I'm
it.
I'm Snapchatting Kenzie. And all of a sudden, Kenzie's sitting on the toilet taking a shit. And I'm like, oh.
Gross.
Where's JC at? Because she's at her parents', right? And Kenzie goes, oh, right here. And takes a picture. And JC is standing in her pants. While Kenzie's sitting on the toilet. So Kenzie's pants are down, and JC is standing in her pants, just hanging out.
Hey, I bet she's going to get potty trained real fast. She's getting an up-close and personal demonstration from both of her parents.
Well, there you go. That's why I don't close the door.
She's going to go training to preschool, teaching all the other little ones. Yeah, you pee in the toilet.
Exactly.
Ben, I think don't you have to be able to do that to go to preschool? No.
Not preschool. I think kindergarten.
Oh. Not even necessarily that either.
What?
Well, then, yeah, Fran's, she's going to teach all the babies.
Potty trained because of her problems, and she's able to go to school.
Her problems? Oh, good point. Who her dad is?
Sure.
Hey, Ben, I'm just going to throw Cheerios. You haven't seen the episode from last week. We were talking about Joe going to the bar over the weekend.
I haven't seen any of
from
them besides
last week that's posted as of right now, or last week that's edited and waiting to be posted?
Waiting to be posted.
I haven't seen any of them.
Joe's talking
movie magic.
Joe was talking about he went to the bar over the weekend or whatever, and he was saying
and
he was...
my cookout. Yep, go ahead.
I had those plans first. Fucking cry about it.
Well, you'll be glad to know that he ditched it for a good reason. He got to go to Blazing Saddle, his favorite bar. Wow.
Yeah. I've been hit on by a guy outside of that bar as I was walking by when I was like 18.
He went back looking for him.
Yeah. 10, 20, 15 years later, however many years it is.
It wasn't that long because I'm only 23.
And you're not 38, so it wasn't 30 years ago.
Yeah, 33. You dummy.
What's 33 minus 18? 15.
15 years ago.
Not 20.
You thought I was wrong.
What do you mean? You said 20.
I said 15 just a minute ago, and you went...
Yeah, you did stop and think about it. Like, you're like, is he wrong? I need to fucking drill him if he's wrong.
Fucking good try.
So, let's get back to...
No.
How was your fucking week, Cody, before dipshit here interrupted you about the Falcon?
It's probably pretty good. He spent most of his time watching OnlyFans and not Shut telling us what the fuck it is.
About OnlyFans!
Joe seems really intrigued in OnlyFans.
I know,
I'm very interested because you're being real secretive about
it. I'll tell you what. You can just subscribe on your phone, and you can talk about it next week on the podcast and what you found out.
So far, it sounds like it's just a paid version of YouTube.
Pretty much exactly like Patreon. That's what it was supposed to be. But now it's just a fucking porn site you have to pay for.
What is?
OnlyFans.
Oh, so you do know what's in the videos. Oh,
so do you. You're pretending like you don't, but you do.
The fuck I do.
That's why you've been pushing it so hard, because you wanted me to say it so you could say that, but you know what the fuck's on there.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Cody, you just were sick of me pushing you, and you're like, I'll tell him.
I'll throw out one that you probably don't know what it is, but it's so funny. Wiki feet.
Wiki feet? Mm-hmm. I could probably guess what it is.
Probably.
It's Wikipedia for feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you exactly. Go on there and learn all the information about different feet. You're the one watching fucking OnlyFans and paying for it. Who pays for porn?
Me.
We've established this now that you've admitted it.
No, not me. WikiFeet is people sell the feet pictures to weirdos like Joe on there.
I tell you what, I'm being honest. That
watches OnlyFans.
If I'm being completely honest.
Says the one that buys feet pics. Go ahead.
If I could get paid to sell pictures of my feet, yes, I would do it.
100% you could if you go on WikiFeet and just take a picture of your foot.
100% you can't. A guy's feet? No, not a chance.
Okay.
My feet
Somebody's
look,
fucking
my,
sheltered. If my, you don't think there's fucking hey, sick-ass people out there that's going to pay for
oh,
it.
Oh, listen to this shit. So there's a guy that used to work at Deary with me, and I'm not going to say his name, but he said
went from talking about feet to one of his coworkers. This would be good.
Well, do you remember what he said about how they drug test him?
That's what? True.
Suck on this till it's hard.
Till it's soft, bitch.
Oh, sorry. Till it's soft.
Yeah, that's the correct way. I don't want you to stop once
Back
it's
to
hard.
What I'm saying,
stop once
Joe,
it gets hard and then get soft.
Because Joe thinks there isn't fucking batshit crazy people out there.
Oh, I know there are, but not enough to sustain that as a job.
I didn't say make it a fucking job. I said get paid to do it.
Well,
I bet some random on the stranger will give you a penny to do it. You gonna do it for a penny?
Here, just hold on. I got
pennies more than I had before.
So okay.
I don't want to take the work to get my shoes off for a penny, even though
you just took them off for nothing.
Cody, can you quit stuttering?
No. Hold on to your story for a second. I want to explain to him something.
My story's pointless anyways. Fuck it. Keep going.
So
it's about his coworker's feet.
I watch a podcast. And
it's actually about my coworker and a cock sock on OnlyFans. Keep going.
This is
going
to explain to Joe how fucked up people really are.
I know how fucked up people are, apparently.
Do either one of you know what a pay pig is?
No.
I could have guessed from context clues. People like you that find someone they really like, and you're like, I'm going to give you all of my money.
You're close, because it's not like me, and you're kind of close, because what it is a pay pig finds somebody at a bar or wherever and says, I will pay you X amount of money to degrade
like
me in public. I want you to beat me, shock me, all different kinds of shit. In public.
I want you to get
Sign
arrested.
Sign me up.
Okay, so there is
for
a podcast.
To fucking just talk shit about somebody to get paid for it.
So, that doesn't sound like what he's saying.
He said degrade.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said beat them with stuff.
He
yeah.
said degrade first.
Yeah, you can, it's both. You can just call them piece of shit.
Fuck you.
Whatever you
on their
do.
Feet.
But
fuck maybe.
I was watching a podcast and one of their co-hosts on there was at a bar with one of her friends and some dude offered both of them together $10,000 for them to degrade him in
Sign
public.
Me the fuck up.
He wanted them to take him to the mall and walk him around the mall while he's on all fours like a dog.
Sick.
For 10 grand, I'd do that.
Walk like a dog?
No, you fucking idiot. Walk somebody like a dog to the mall.
The dude that's getting walked like a dog is not getting paid. He's
okay,
getting the pain.
Because here's the reality of it. If it was like $100, no, I probably wouldn't do it. One, because
he just said he'd fucking do it for a penny, did he not?
Yeah. I would fucking sell pictures of my feet for a penny, yes.
Same difference.
No, because walking somebody like a dog in a fucking mall, you're also a retard.
Do it.
The guy on all four is an idiot. The guy walking him is just as dumb. Because nobody knows that you're getting paid for it.
I wouldn't say just as dumb. Okay. Maybe close.
Pretty close.
But I'd much, if I had to pick, I'd rather be the one doing the walking or the leash holding. They're both walking. One's just walking like a dog.
But that's what
or a cat is. Also has four legs. Did you specify that it was a dog or was it was you?
Yeah.
Specify it was a dog?
Yep.
No. Oh. You went and asked him. You said dog, cat,
they, no,
she, other four-legged animal?
When she told the story, she said that he said, walk me like a dog. Mm. And plus, who the fuck walks a cat?
Have you not been on the internet? People walk. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Rocks.
If I'm not mistaken, I'm almost positive Renee used to walk Rico.
Oh.
Okay, but she walk him on a leash?
Yes.
Oh.
How else do you walk a cat without it running away?
Walk a fucking dog on a leash without a leash before a cat.
You can walk a dog without a leash. Why couldn't you walk a fucking cat?
Have you met a cat?
Yeah, I have three.
So then you should know.
My cat always comes back.
Eventually.
Yeah, and comes back.
Okay, well then if you're going to go walk the cat and then it goes, fuck you, I'm out, I'll be back later.
I'll go
then
home.
Then just why start walking the cat? Just open the door and let it out.
No.
Exactly.
No.
There's people that walk their fish.
No, that's false.
I've heard it's a joke, but it's a thing people joke about.
That
and you thought it was weird to just say you're walking a joke, cat?
That didn't mean it happened.
I'm just saying, of all the animals, a cat is pretty close to normal for walking like a dog.
Yes, I will agree to that. People also walk cows.
They walk themselves. They put fences around, and they're just like, you got the whole area. Go for it.
People also walk cows.
They walk
with
chickens.
Leashes. Not leashes, leads, but same thing.
They walk chickens, too.
My feet are cold.
It's funny to walk.
Maybe you shouldn't take your fucking shoes off.
Maybe you shouldn't have a concrete floor.
Do you want your shoes?
No.
Good, because I was going to get them, kick them farther away.
Cody's itching to get out of here to watch OnlyFans. It'll sound like that.
So, we never finished what we were fucking started talking about.
Which part?
You know what? I'm not even going to ask you. How was your week, Joe?
Fuck you.
I don't even remember.
Okay, back to you. How was your week?
Pretty good.
God, you guys are fucking worthless.
How was your week?
It's good.
Great. Let's end it here. It'll be fun, guys.
All I did was work. Oh, I did get my car running, though.
Is that what you wanted me to fucking say? All I did was work.
That's not
all you did. I know for a fact you had days off.
No, I didn't.
Liar.
You've had more days off this year than probably
when you're the a parent, president. When you're a parent, you have no days off.
Facts.
Maybe.
I win. Fuck
if
you.
You're... I was going to say, if you're a good parent, but that's a little mean.
God, Joe's brutal.
I win.
Win what?
Exactly.
You don't win shit.
Shh.
Yeah, don't talk on the podcast. I'll fucking leave again.
What, leave to go get your shoes?
No, I'll get out of here without him. I don't even care.
Then your feet will be real cold.
Don't care. That fucking sound.
What's that?
They won't even know because they won't even know what I'm talking about because I'm going to edit it out because it's going to drive me fucking crazy.
We haven't found anything for me to point at up here and put something there.
Magic.
Magic.
I can put whatever I want there. I'm the one that edits
You remember Keith Smig, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see the video of him? Apparently he had like... Dude, this thing had to have been like fucking 4 feet long, giant-ass dildo that he suction cupped to the hood of his car and literally drove around Des Moines.
Nope.
You never saw that?
There's a 1% chance that was 4 feet long.
I'm dead. It might have been like 3 feet, but it was like 3 to 4 feet long.
That's like half the length of the car.
It was huge. It literally went on the hood and then drooped over and touched the front bumper after going up.
From the top?
From the middle of the hood. Not from, the roof, the hood.
Yeah, that's not 4 feet. That's 2 feet.
Went up, curved, came back down, front of the bumper.
Whatever.
Sorry, I'm used to looking at bigger things. You're used to looking at smaller things. We get. Cody.
Sounds like you're used to being told that things are bigger than they really are.
That might be true.
Someone said, it's 4 feet long. And you went, fuck yeah, it is.
It is. What can I say?
That's why you can't even see it coming out of the bottom of my pant leg.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
What?
You want your shoes now, Joe?
I'm not going to ask you to get me my shoes so you can kick them farther away.
I'm not going to kick them further away. Do you want them?
Simple yes or no.
Sure.
Okay. I didn't throw it further away.
I'm sorry. I'll put my other one on top of my one that I have a foot on or a shoe on.
There you go.
That'd have been funny if you would have thrown that and broke that, and then the whole my whole episode was gone.
It would have been your fault for taking your shoes off.
The fuck it would have.
It would have been your fault.
I'm surprised
asking
I didn't knock that over when I threw them.
Did you move it? Is it all fucked up now?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Why the fuck are you both looking at me?
Be a proper guest.
Be proper hosts and have shit planned.
Be proper host.
My point, you don't make fun of the guests.
He's got that OnlyFans brain going on.
Joe's just stuck on OnlyFans. I think he's the one that can't stop thinking about it.
I think he's just too insecure to try and plug his OnlyFans, but he has to keep bringing it up.
Oh, that'd be the name of the podcast if I had an OnlyFans.
Would be OnlyFans? Would be the name of the
whatever
podcast.
I named my OnlyFans.
That's false, because I would not let that happen.
I'm editing. You couldn't do shit.
Fuck if I can't.
What are you going to do?
Stop coming on.
Why? Gross.
Too many went into my brain at once to pick one. That'd be all the thumbnails. It's just a link to my OnlyFans. Or I'd hide it at the end. You don't even watch it all the way to the end?
Yes, I do.
The fuck you do?
I do.
After the thing? After the last part?
I've listened till the music ends.
You're lying.
No.
You've heard that song 700 times and you're still, yeah, I'm listening all the way to the end.
Yes.
There may be some editing issues in the last half a second of the song.
Yes.
Or Joe might have hit his OnlyFans in there.
At least he admitted he has the OnlyFans now.
I'm going to make you edit one.
You know what's funny? When we started this, I wanted to edit them.
You sure can.
Too late now. You already started.
Now that we got multiple camera angles, it's super fun. Although, this one's going to be interesting.
Why?
Well, because now we don't have one on each of us, because we got somebody who's barely told any stories or done anything other than go, why are you guys staring at me?
I'm pretty sure that I fucking carried the last one that was on while you two had nothing.
I tell you what, you know what's really annoying? That fucking Ring doorbell that keeps going off. Is that yours or mine?
Well, whose house are we at?
You think it just plays through the walls? Just because that my house, it plays through the walls?
To be fair, it is yours, though, because Joe's phone is recording.
Exactly. I was going to say, well, then whose fucking phone is it?
That's why I asked, is it yours or mine? It's and yours. You made like it was out to be that it had to have been
because
mine.
Because you've been here the whole time, you should know who's it's coming out of.
What?
Gross. Anyways.
Are you going to talk about anything yet? Or
no.
He tried to and you fucking interrupted him when you started talking about the Falcon. Yeah. And you're like, oh, we don't want to get
fired. I don't
want to get
fired. I guess if you say it, I can. Here, you tell the story and I'll go, no, don't. The whole time you're talking.
No. You can't. Million subscribers.
Oh, yeah, there you go. All right. Oh, are we? We didn't.
Wait,
I was going to say because we should ask, but then now maybe we shouldn't because we kind of already did it, but we haven't made a decision.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Are you just joining us now, or?
I don't know.
Are you? What?
That's up to him.
I don't care. It's not my podcast. At least not yet, anyways.
Okay, so not you're yet. Telling me So you're telling me if we just fucking tell you you have to, you're just going to go, okay.
Yeah, as long as...
Then you can't leave you can't leave till 9 o'clock tonight. Then.
Let me finish. I was going to say, as long as I am able to do
it. You already said that we get to tell you. It's not in my podcast. You just tell me what you want to do. Continue with what you were saying.
I finished.
I hope not. You're staring at Joe for pretty long.
He's one of the ones that like the degrading. I got yelled at him a little too much.
He owes you some fucking money now.
You're going to be our first patron on our Patreon when we make it. That's the deal.
10 grand.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
10 grand to finish? That's...
I'll pay 50 cents to join the Patreon.
You pay 50 cents to finish?
Sure.
I mean, I do it for free at in my bathroom.
Watching OnlyFans?
I just use my imagination.
Actually, based off the last one I was on, he doesn't do it as a bathroom.
The last OnlyFans you're on?
Yeah. The last podcast I was on with you guys, that sounds like he does it at work in the bathroom.
Yeah, whenever I get bored.
That's a lot.
I bet.
You're not wrong.
I can only imagine how fun your guys' job is.
It's not.
I can't imagine. You guys got to have the funnest job. Fucking jerking off so much in the bathroom because it's so boring. And you got a falcon.
And you know what? The falcon story, if you're going to get fired for any story, it's going to be you saying... that you jack off in the bathroom at work.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's not bad PR for that. I didn't say I did it out on the production floor.
That's way worse than the Falcon story, I think.
Yeah, but that's...
because the Falcon story, they've already got their shit for it. Like,
yeah, they got their...
Don't say it.
Well, I guess... I mean...
you know what? Fuck it. I don't care.
No!
So the
no,
story
no,
is...
no subscribers, bitch!
As long as we don't say what the fine was for.
No, if I'm gonna say the story, I'm gonna say the whole story. Do you want me to say the whole story? I'll say the whole story. The chances of anyone
important. You know what's
funny?
You're gonna say this story, and everyone here is gonna be like, "Who gives a fuck?"
And then the one person that we don't want to see it will be like, "I know those two. I know where they work. I'll get a hold of somebody, and then we'll be fired in 2 days."
We won't.
It's bad we're PR. Not,
he's like, I'm going to fucking say it.
If we're not going to get fucking fired for, I guarantee we may, maybe get talked to about it.
Go ahead, tell the story. I don't know what story you're going to tell, but go ahead and tell whatever story you want to tell.
Okay, so the Falcon story, the reason why they bought the Falcon.
My ears are making weird noises.
Shut up, Joe. I'm trying to listen to the story.
They have a koi pond, and we were having a bunch of problems with birds going down in and eating the koi fish. So they put up two metal... like two lines above the water to stop birds from diving in and taking the koi fish. Well, they didn't plan
sure
on
stop them.
Two bald eagles did it.
To be fair,
killed both of them.
I never heard the word bald when I got told the story.
Yeah,
all I got
point.
Told was eagle.
Yeah,
because that is a little better.
But the only reason why we assume bald eagle is because the next part of it, to where we got told that DNR came out and said, "Yeah, no, you can't have that up. You need to take it down."
I don't
and
know.
I heard that they got
why don't
fine.
They just
I
put a fucking would, net over the top of the...
That's essentially what it was, except it was metal wires, because a net, birds would just tear it apart in like a week.
Okay.
So that's
so did the eagle get like stuck in it?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, because like...
Because when you...
I remember
when
there
you
being
told
quite
me,
a distance between
when
the wires.
When you told me, I thought you made it, or at least I thought you made it sound like they were like electrified wires.
No.
They were.
What I think happened was when... So, a bald eagle is a predator bird.
Yeah. He dove in, probably
so
got stuck in
the
water.
So, he dove in, and I'm guessing what happened is he hit the line, and it snapped his neck.
Or he dove and got stuck under the water.
Not two little lines.
Yeah, I don't think
that. I don't know what it looks like, fucker.
It was basically like a metal wire all the way across, and then like every, 6 feet maybe? 5 feet, something like that, was another one. And then another one all the way
across.
Oh.
So
my guess,
he had to have hit it directly and
snapped his neck.
Yeah, hurt himself somehow or something.
DNR
that second
came
one's
out.
Dumber than fuck.
DNR came out and said, "Yeah, no, you guys can't have those. You need to take them down." And it was like, "Well, what are we supposed to do about the birds? Don't,
you can at least not say the fucking name of the place." And,
oh, Jesus Christ!
And they were like, "Well, you could get a
I guess I'm learning bird. How to use the beep button."
Yeah, that one. So the reason that one you definitely want to do, because I'm almost positive. Like, so like when I was at Deary, there that same guy I was talking about earlier. We're not gonna go back to that story. But that same the guy,
cock sock guy,
that guy, he got in an argument with the owner or whatever, and he posted on Facebook like, blah blah blah, this guy's an asshole. What, this job is it, horrible or whatever.
Was it a cock sock as in jerking off, or a cock sock as in make your dick look like it's a bigger dick?
It was like a.
These are the questions we need to know the answers to.
It was like a sleeve. Yep, I think. I don't know. I didn't I'm pretty see sure, it or anything.
Or, no. A cock sock is, no, yes. What they use in films when they fake, like, real films, not OnlyFans videos, when they need to, like, fake it or whatever.
He's trying to dog on me about the OnlyFans, but he's sitting here intrigued about cock socks.
Cool.
My understanding of it was the way he, like, described it was basically, like, made his thing look like a little guy. Like, it just slid over the
like
thing.
Like, it had arms and shit?
I don't know. But it had, I don't know.
You didn't ask for a picture?
No, I just assumed a cock sock is something go. That, like, Aaron, like a fucking sock for your foot, but you, just slides over your dick.
Do you still know the dude?
Yeah.
Text him, like, "Hey, my brother's really intrigued what it looked like. Here's his number. Send him a picture of it."
Don't do that.
He probably would, too. He'd be like, "Oh, this is what you're looking for?"
Send you a link to where you could buy them.
The funny thing is, I think he watches these every once in a while, so he might see this and know exactly what I'm talking about. And then
I guarantee you,
I'll just get like a random picture on Snapchat. I'm like, motherfucker.
We got to know the answer.
All I know is if he watches this and I get a fucking picture sent to me, I'm sending it to you, both of you.
So, you said to me, I'm blocking your fucking number.
I was just saying, now we know anytime we get a text message from Aaron that has any sort of attachment. Might be our niece, might be a fucking cock sock. So I guess we'll have to get all of our pictures from Kenzie.
Maybe.
Or actually, I'll just get my pictures from my wife, because I know you won't do that to her. So I'll just go, I'm going to have to get any pictures through you from now on. Or she'll find out. I don't think she watches this either, actually. No.
If he sends
Kenzie,
me that...
Kenzie also doesn't. She watched the first one and then just doesn't anymore.
Shelby's been watching them because I've been showing her after I finish editing them before they get posted. So she's not getting counted for a fucking view. Yeah. Even though I've told her, I'll only show you if you go watch it, or at least leave it playing on your phone.
Yeah, I show Kenzie like clips out of it after you send it to me.
If Aaron sends me that picture, I'm going
to... Oh, you want to talk now? Go ahead.
I'm going to reverse OnlyFans him.
I could only imagine.
To where I'm
you're gonna send him money to send, or you're gonna send him pictures first.
Yes,
I couldn't think of what I was wanting to say.
I'm gonna send him explicit pictures until he pays me $20 to stop for a month.
Is that right? Only for a month, you're gonna stop?
Yeah, and then he has to pay another $20 the next month for me to stop.
It's kind of weird to send your brother pictures of your dick, though.
He's sending me pictures of random dicks.
He has already?
Apparently.
What do you mean, apparently? It's your phone. Do you have a picture of a dick from him on there or not?
I said if he sends me a picture of that fucking dude with the cock sock, I'm going to do that to him.
That's not a picture of a dick. That's a picture of a cock sock. Maybe on a dick. All right, then.
Chop, chop. He's gonna get up and fucking leave.
What?
I almost prefer that to your coughing, though. Almost.
Do not.
Can you do both at the same time?
I also can. Joe said.
Do something useful.
No.
That's not. Don't fucking touch stuff.
Does he still only have one shoe on?
Does that sum up your life?
No.
That was real convincing. You sounded very confident.
no.
Oh, no.
Honestly, I was holding back a cough when I said no.
Oh, shit. I don't know. I think it might be a good fit. I don't know, this seems fun.
Aaron, like I said, it's up to that motherfucker, not me.
Apparently, it's up to us. It's our podcast.
And you're going
to
be here every time. You don't have a choice.
I mean, it works out.
That wasn't a minute. He said. That wasn't a...
That, I didn't say that was a... I was going to say... Now I forgot. You fucking... Every time you do that, my mind goes black.
Oh, I love it.
We're gonna start an OnlyFans, and it's gonna be me shoving mics up your guys' ass.
You're a little wild over here, Joe.
And we'll dub in the sound. Whatever. I can't even do it myself because I fucking hate it. That's not what I did at all.
Oh, my cheeks hurt.
Which ones?
Oh my god, we haven't talked about literally anything.
Sure we have. OnlyFans, cock socks, Falcons. Shut the fuck up. We told him he had to be here every time, but fucking better die then.
Oh,
I posted my first TikTok today.
Good segue.
Who fucking needs segues?
Oh, I can walk on my own 2 feet. I'm fucking crying.
Purse your fucking...
What?
Posted your first TikTok of what?
What the fuck are you laughing so hard?
I don't think... I think Aaron may have caught it, but...
I didn't hear it.
Good.
I'm going to hear it when I edit the thing, so what?
Yeah, but then you can't make fun of me like you could if I told you what I said now.
Well, now I have to know. Aaron, what did he say?
I said... What was the video of your first TikTok?
That's hilarious. How the fuck was that so funny?
That's what I said.
That's not what you said.
Well, you can figure it out and edit.
Anyway.
Do what I want to do. The noise.
Oh, shit.
What noise?
You know what noise.
That was a little threatening. Jesus Christ. Oh. Don't ever look at someone.
Oh, hold on. I thought someone's phone started ringing.
Yours.
Oh, it
I'm gonna break it.
Well, I thought it was one of those. And it
tell me what
it.
The video was.
That's gonna be
wrong.
That's gonna be my new go-to threat now. Just fucking mean mug someone. You know what noise?
What was the video?
It was me doing that.
Doing what?
You know what noise? Alright, stop.
Nobody else is going to think this is nearly...
have you guys ever seen Matan's podcast?
No.
We're here to talk about our podcast, not someone else's.
Shut the fuck
then
up.
Then tell us what the fucking TikTok was.
I was going to, but then he's... You never heard Matan's podcast?
No, you weren't going to tell us. You keep... Never mind, just go.
It was me using one of those game filters, and I beat it first try.
Oh my god. Anyways.
The whole thing. It was like 3 seconds long.
All so, that so, for so, that.
So what it actually means...
I'd say my name on here, but I don't know it.
So what it actually means is he did it like 20 times, finally got it on like when he started recording again. So then
go to TikTok on your phone.
Oh.
If I can find mine. Is it your phone? Did you steal that?
Yes. Oh, man. I was literally crying. It started to hurt.
From trying to put your lock in? No,
from laughing at him almost.
Oh, you said crying? What now?
Shut the fuck up. I didn't say anything.
This fucking idiot doesn't know his own password.
Oh, jeez.
Now he's getting texts he can't read.
No, I don't even think that was my phone. I think
she probably heard us up there asking for the password and texted it to him.
Probably. She might have, honestly. Oh, can't see it. Locked out.
Oh, I wonder why. It was the gun shooting one. The little Squid Games guy pops out of a corner. It's your reaction time. You got zero.
0.00.
Which technically is bad because you have zero reaction time is no reaction time.
That means good reaction time.
If I say you have no reaction time, that's good. Don't answer my fucking question then.
No, it's bad.
Exactly.
Now, if you said you good. Have zero reaction time, then that's kind of good.
You have
that's what I said.
Well, you said if you have no reaction time. That's what you fucking said.
Same difference.
No, it's not the same difference.
No reaction.
What value is zero? Is it something or is it nothing?
It's zero.
It's neither. It's not something or
the
it's not
fuck
nothing.
It is.
You can't be something if you're nothing.
Listen, here.
You can't be nothing if you're not something.
Look.
That doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. Shut up. Zero is anonymous. Shut up. Listen.
I'm editing that out.
Listen,
Linda.
It's
going to be too fucking loud.
Listen, Linda. Linda, listen. All right. So, when you're racing, right? You're drag racing.
No, I don't do that.
Your reaction time is, if it's 0.0000, that's fucking amazing. If you have no reaction time.
I got it. I'm about to win. Watch.
Guess what that means?
You know what the difference is?
That means you didn't move.
No, you say you have a reaction time of zero, good. If you have zero reaction time, bad.
It's not what he said, though.
He said the bad one.
No.
Yes, he did.
No.
I said you have no reaction time, and he made the difference of you have zero reaction time.
I'm going to do the noise.
But that's the bad one. That you have a reaction time of zero is the good one.
No.
Good argument.
Let's just agree to disagree.
We're not. No, I don't agree. Because his argument was, no. Cool, I won an argument, so you guys are just like, let's just not say anything.
You hear JC up there playing the drums?
No. Those are pots and pans, not drums.
They're drums to a fucking child's imagination.
But he's not a fucking child. You should have said, did you hear JC up there
playing the player of the instrument is.
You should have said, did you hear JC up there banging on the pots? Not, did you hear JC up there playing the drums? There's no fucking drums up there, Aaron.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
Bullshit.
Yes, there
I
is.
Bought him a
there's as much drums up there DJ. As Joe was when he got here with his fucking stuff. He didn't have it. He had to turn around.
What?
Exactly.
What?
I love the fact that that just irritates the shit out of him.
Video number two for OnlyFans. Watch Cody deep throat a fucking mic.
You got better ideas for OnlyFans than you do the podcast, Joe.
If you're, yeah, maybe I need to get on that.
Yeah. Oh, you can hear
I
her.
I can't get all those out, so the people are going to hear that.
Get out!
Maybe that'll get them to watch. We'll tell them, hey, if you guys actually watch, you'll hear yourself on there.
Maybe. Nah, I'm sure Kinsey will watch it if I
I think Dad's the
to.
Only one that watches it all
Mom
the way through every
it
week.
All the way through.
Mom does.
Did she only start watching?
No, she knew about it before that. I already asked.
So is that why she posted the picture then?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, did Aaron tell you about that? Mom says she still has that.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you told me
the
that.
One with the hole?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't know. If
she
does,
she thinks she still has
listen,
it down in the basement.
If we're bringing it yeah, on say, and going
to
interview.
If she does, we need to put the bitch up here every podcast.
We're going
to
interview it and ask it who violated it. Oh, don't want to have it on here now? Why? You think it might talk?
I ain't worried about it fucking talking. It was Hayward Tyler.
Did you see the picture? Because you were laying on him pretty seductively. You were had one behind you and one on the side.
You mean when I was...
They didn't have any clothes on.
When I was 8?
And?
What didn't have any clothes on? The fucking tiger?
Correct. The tiger. You had 2 nude tigers laying with you. Am I wrong?
No. Yes. Yes, you are wrong. Yes, you are wrong.
Wait a minute. I just said no. I need... Nope. Yes.
No, you're not right. You're wrong.
They have fur, which makes them not naked.
I didn't say naked. I said nude.
Cody.
That.
Cody. Mean, no, that don't even talk about what I just said. Talk about what he just said.
What did he say?
He didn't say naked. He said nude.
That's the same thing.
No, it's not. One's naked as in just your skin showing. Nude is no clothes on.
Incorrect.
Look at the fuck up.
Okay, say it again. Naked is what?
You're getting awfully close to a really bad word you shouldn't say.
Naked is what?
Damn naked.
Naked is what?
Naked, a word. What do you mean?
You said naked is one thing and nude is the other. What
naked is your skin is showing. Whatever skin you may have, and nude is specifically no clothes.
So I'm naked? I'm naked right now?
You have clothes on, you fucking idiot!
My skin's showing, I'm naked.
You have clothes on your body.
So what is nude?
No clothes.
Oh my god. So what is naked then?
Okay, I looked it up.
Down to skin only.
Naked, the term simply means lacking clothing or covering, and it's more neutral and factual description. Nude, while also meaning unclothed, nude can sometimes carry a more artistic or even sexual connotation.
Right, so you're doing
or intentional.
Painting. So you are wrong.
Not wrong.
Yes. The only difference is nude is means you're naked nude is and artistic. Posting. And posing. That's all.
Doesn't make any sense.
That's the only difference between the two. Is that if you're nude, you're nude because you're posing naked.
You know, we definitely can make him the stupid one, huh?
What did we start talking about nude and naked for? Because now we need to know the finish of that story.
I don't remember.
You're talking about...
You called the fucking tiger. The tigers
are nude. So now that we have that information, which is right?
Neither. They're the same fucking thing. Actually, technically nude might be right if they were posed in a certain way.
But they weren't naked. They had fur on.
No, they were nude because they were nude posed artistically for your fucking Facebook photo.
Nude is still being naked, just now you're posing naked.
I understand that. But so they weren't naked. So they weren't they weren't naked or nude. They were neither.
They have fur on.
They were unwilling participants in your OnlyFans.
So if Bigfoot's real and he's running around out there, he's not nude? He's not naked?
No.
I'm pretty sure he'd still be a naked nude man.
A naked nude man?
Mm-hmm.
What? Is he just fucking posing all the time?
Probably.
Have you not seen the picture? Exactly.
Yeah, we can take pictures of him.
Sideways look with the...
Sometimes he's chasing after beef jerky and can't get in the car and gets pissed off.
We're trying to hold my hand.
I'm not.
I'm not joining either way.
Oh, fuck.
I'll fucking shove the thing down your throat. Be video number 3. Repeat of 2.
I'm going to do it. I didn't do that. He fucking did that.
I thought you were going to say, you know, a smell.
That smell? That sound?
Was it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's this. Not.
We need to, put a headphone discretion on the video.
A headphone discretion? What like, the fuck is that?
Beware headphone.
Beware of headphones.
Beware headphone users.
May attack.
Beware of headphones. They'll get you from the inside of your ears out.
Time to it's wrap
like,
this what, up.
Like those fucking bugs, the earwigs.
Mm-hmm.
You wrap it up.
Fuck you.
Kids.
Wrap what up? It ain't even fucking been enough time yet.
Motherfucker, I said I'd leave at 7.
What time is it?
You said 6:58.
You said 8.
I said 7 when I got here, and 8. I told you both that.
Keep going.
Were you just measuring? Oh, good nice. Fucking job. Now you're gonna hold it the rest of the time.
For the rest of the 2 minutes?
For the rest of the hour and 2 minutes, correct.
2 minutes.
You're a fucking asshole.
Oh, it just pops back in. It slides in. Just look over and do it. Put it back in!
Jesus Christ. Yeah, maybe it is time to wrap this up. You guys are really wanting to get on this OnlyFans.
Okay.
He's agreed. How about you?
No. Oh. OnlyFans is just you guys. There's a little thing back there for it to go into.
They don't like that on OnlyFans. They like the big things.
Oh, look, you figured it out.
Shut the fuck up.
Which is the only reason why I believe he doesn't have one. Because they like the big ones instead.
Oh.
I am big.
You might want to move that close to your face so we can hear you.
I am big. Well, this was fun. Thanks for having me on again.
Fuck you.
I don't know if we're going to be able to have you on permanently then, if you can only do fucking 2 hours.
Maybe 2 hours?
Maybe they'll do it when I work the next fucking day.
It's been an hour and 15 minutes.
This is a weekly podcast. It would have been longer if somebody would have listened and had everything set up when we got here.
Would have been longer.
Somebody didn't forget their shit when they got here.
Would have been longer if Cody would have stuck to his original agreement of staying till 8.
Well, that fucking sucks. Also, I'm a liar.
Oh, we're aware. We were here while you denied the OnlyFans and said you didn't know what kind of videos were on there, saying it's not you that cut the butthole in the tiger.
It wasn't me. That was Tyler.
Leave faster.
Come on, get up, Tubby.
Get off of the couch.
Are we not doing an outro with him?
You know what we should do? Are we going to do an outro?
I don't fucking know.
Are we done or are we not done?
Well, do we need to have him...
Done or not done?
Not done. Do we need to have him do an exit?
He's about to.
Bye.
Bye, fucker.
See ya.
See ya.
Get home to your OnlyFans.
Oh, man.
All right, now let's really talk shit about him while he's gone.
Yeah.
I don't know if he can hear us yet still.
No, he's upstairs.
Yeah, they probably know that now with the dog.
Yeah.
So now what?
I don't know.
You never really did tell the whole cock sock story. You just kind of said there was a cock sock.
Yeah, we'll save that for next week.
I don't think they're going to like that, but...
Who?
They, the them.
Oh, that'll be okay.
The people.
That just means they have to watch next week.
Does it, though?
Yeah.
But we already got him. He's going to tell the Falcon story at a million subscribers. They got to keep watching until then, too.
He already told the fucking Falcon story.
Yeah, he did.
And you're going to have to edit that out, by the way.
What?
The name.
Yeah, I'm going to beep.
Yeah.
I'll just use this one.
Beep. Beep.
I already did it.
Yeah, but mine sounds better.
No. Where's my other shoe?
Right by your foot. I threw it to you about an hour and 10 minutes ago.
Son of a bitch. Do you have a random thought of the week? While I make bad noises into this microphone.
Oh, random thought of the week. Oh, I can tell you what a random thought that Christian had. It's kind of fucked up, though.
It usually is.
Like, real fucked up. Okay.
Is it able to be said on YouTube?
Yeah, it can be said on here, and especially because Christian's the one that said it, and Christian just doesn't give a fuck. So you know what fiending is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what Christian said...
It's what Cody does for his OnlyFans.
I think that's what you do for talking about OnlyFans. But back to what he said. He said, Christian goes, so is it frowned upon... That if your significant other...
I'm just going to say yes ahead of time.
I would say you're probably correct. He said, is it frowned upon if your significant other is in a coma?
Definitely more yes. I'm just guessing.
And you have sex with them because you know the most fiend. Yes. The most of the yeses. That's what he said to me. I said, Christian, one, I hope your significant other is never in a coma. And two, even if they are, that's probably not a good idea.
I mean, let's be real. If she's in a coma, he's probably out of there.
Christian?
Yeah.
No, not Christian.
The one who says stuff like that.
No, Christian's a good guy. He's a good guy. He's just a little out there. You want to know how I describe Christian to people?
What?
When I describe Christian to people, I describe him as... I don't really describe him. I more or less just tell them...
When you describe him, you don't describe him.
Here. Ask me who Christian is.
Just ask Who's me. Christian?
So, Christian is the person that
you're describing him right now.
Yeah, Christian... Ask the fucking question and shut up! Ask me who Christian is.
Who's Christian is? That's correct. You're not describing him. Good job.
You said who's Christian is.
You said to ask who's Christian is.
Ask who Christian is.
Same thing.
Who is Christian? Say that.
I've asked 5 times.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So, when I'm describing...
Who's Christian?
So, he's the person that when you're talking to, he'll just... Yeah, potatoes, chicken, and football.
So, he's Theo Vaughn.
Yeah, basically. Damn near. I'm not even playing. When you're talking to him, he'll be talking about, like, he'll just be talking to you like, about the podcast or whatever, and he's like, yeah, and cars, backwards, upside down, and doing backflips on the trampoline.
Right. That's not as funny as Theo Vaughn, though.
Well,
if it's literally just because, random words.
No, it's not that. I'm saying he goes into just, like, random shit that he's thinking about, all, like, out of nowhere. Like, actual things. That's, I'm not Theo Vaughn or Christian, so I can't do it as good as they do.
No.
But, yeah. That's what Christian sent me this week, and I said, it's probably not a good idea. Don't do that.
Maybe we shouldn't use that one for the thought of the week.
No, I wasn't saying that we should.
I said, so you got a thought of the week for this week?
And I said, no. And then I said, but Christian did text me some random shit this week. Do you have a random thought of the week, Joe? That's not about fucking OnlyFans. I mean,
it wasn't my job to come up with it this week, but
it sure. wasn't my job either.
Whose was it? The fucking Cody's?
Yeah.
We skipped week one. Week two, I did it. Week three, you did it. Week four, I did it. This is 5.
We didn't do a random thought of the week last week.
Yeah, we did.
Incorrect. We talked about it and we never did.
I can't remember. I've edited too many and they all look the same now. I don't remember what happened in which episode.
Oh.
But it's still your turn.
Do you not have one?
I did not. No, I did not do extra work that I didn't think I had to do.
Well, it's just a random thought. Do you have a random thought right now?
Noodling is fucking crazy.
Noodling is a little crazy. You're talking about when they stick their fucking hands down the hole and a giant-ass catfish bites onto it and they yank it out?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't like getting in lakes in general. Because they're fucking, you're going to get diseases.
You know, you want to hear something kind of funny? I would rather get in a lake than the ocean.
I don't know. The same thing's happening as when you guys make that fucking noise.
You're just it's black.
Just too much. I don't want either of those and I can't decide. Because it's like lakes are smaller and doesn't have sharks. But then the ocean is fucking huge, has sharks.
Okay, hold on. I'm talking about just in general, like, you're walking down the beach and going to the... I'm not talking like you just get dropped in the middle of the fucking ocean. I would way rather be in a lake than walk into the ocean, like, off the beach. Now, let me correct myself. I love the beach. Like, I would love to go to the beach, but I do not like swimming in the ocean.
Just barely, I'd rather be in the ocean because I can see.
I disagree. The reason I disagree is because, one, there's way more things in the ocean that can kill me.
But I can see most of them.
Most of them. Not all of them.
But a lot of the dangerous stuff in lakes are also, you can't see because they're microscopic.
Yeah, but still.
The only thing in the ocean that isn't in a lake that can kill you is... a certain jellyfish
that
you can't see.
Stingrays.
You can see stingrays. We saw one on vacation.
Okay, yeah, you can see them when they're swimming around, but what about when they're laying on the bottom and they're the same color as the fucking sand? Like when we were in Cozumel and Kenzie almost stepped on one. Which then guess what happens when you step on the fucker? Ding! Fucking sends a thing into your leg.
Well, as long as it's not in the chest, you should be all right.
Yeah, but still. Okay, let me rephrase what I said. There's more things in the ocean that can hurt me than in the
lake. Yeah, of course. The ocean's fucking 100 times bigger.
I'm talking about just right off the shore.
So? That still means there's more animals that can get to the shore.
I'm just saying.
Have you seen an eel?
An eel?
Yeah.
I haven't seen, like just in the wild?
No, in your fucking fish tank. What do you mean in the wild? Yes, in the wild.
No, I have not seen one in the wild. I don't think
they have eels at the zoo.
Incorrect. Yes, they do.
At a zoo?
Yes. Like an aquarium in the zoo?
What was that? The aquarium.
In the zoo? Yes.
There's two separate things.
No, you go to the Blank Park Zoo in Des Moines. Guess what? There's an aquarium in the zoo that you can walk through.
I don't think I've ever been to that.
The Omaha Zoo. There's an aquarium in the zoo.
Then why do they have aquariums?
Because they have aquariums that are by themselves, which don't have zoo animals. Aquariums don't always have regular zoo animals, but zoos, 9 times out of 10, have aquariums.
That seems inefficient.
How?
Why do you need two buildings? Just put them, always have the aquarium and zoo of the city or wherever together.
I'm almost positive 9 times out of 10, if it's like a city zoo, there is also an aquarium in it. If there is a separate aquarium, it's probably not owned by the city.
Do you have any sort of...
Example? Yeah. Ripley's Believe It or Not aquarium that's in... where is it at? Where are we at? Myrtle Beach. They have an aquarium by themselves that is owned by Ripley's, not by the city.
Well, whatever.
Example. Proven wrong. Get fucked. Fuck you.
No.
How am I wrong?
Your co-star just left.
How am I wrong?
I didn't say you're wrong. I was saying no to the fuck you part.
Oh.
Hence your co-star just left.
Well, your co-star too.
For this, not for the OnlyFans.
Well, I was only talking about this.
I wasn't.
Oh. How you feeling, by the way?
I feel fine.
Like, yes, no, nothing, something?
I don't think so.
I don't believe that.
I think... There's no way to talk about it without giving it, without saying it. But I don't know if it matters if we say it.
I don't think it matters. You can also always edit it out.
Yeah.
So you don't feel high at all?
I don't think so. I think, and I'm going to say it, and then we're going to have to get out of here because it's the placebo effect, I think. I assumed I would be, so then I just acted as if I was, and now that I've pointed it out that I don't actually feel it, I'm going to start getting my normal, not as talkative self.
No, I don't think so.
I think so.
I think you're making shit up.
No.
Maybe. All right, well, I guess we can get out of here for the week. I mean, we've been here for a while now.
Yeah.
Cody left. He didn't even say bye. Or maybe he said bye to us.
Pretty sure.
He didn't say bye to them, though.
Yeah.
What a dick.
We're the only ones that matter right now.
Yeah, but he'll be on here. Well, assuming he actually shows up.
Yeah, we got to have one that they don't like anyway. So then we can all argue and they can all take our side because they fucking hate him. All
right, I do want to put this in here. Comment down below some different topics that you guys want us to talk about and maybe debate a little bit.
Or we could just give them that email that we made specifically for that.
Well, we can do that too, but they can also comment down below. Yeah,
do one or down below or on TikTok or on the email, which is srdrpod@gmail.com.
It'll be in the description.
Yeah.
And the TikTok will be right here since we haven't put anything up there yet.
Yeah, we're going to put big giant dildos up there.
And magic.
Yeah, and magic. Big giant magic dildos.
But yeah, comment down in the comment section any topics you want us to talk about. Also comment on there which one of our episodes you think is probably your favorite episode so far.
Topics can be anything. I mean, obviously, if it's fucking crazy, we're going to pretend we didn't see it and probably not talk about it. If it's clearly trolling, should say.
I'll admit to that. Yeah, if it's trolling, we're just going to ignore it.
But. Yeah, but it could be funny, serious, whatever. Doesn't matter to me. I mean, there's very little I won't talk about with that, at least if we can get permission from certain people about whatever it may be. But
also, comment down below on which of the three brothers is your favorite one.
The one that puts effort in and looks good and is on time and everything, or the one who is yawning and just barely woken up every episode, or the one who hasn't been here most of the time. Hard choice, I know. I don't know how you guys are going to figure it out.
It'd be me. Comment down below. We'll see about that. We want to know. At least I want to know, because I know what the answer will be. Joe's in denial, and it's okay.